Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and today in Mishnah Yomi we are Bezrat Hashem finishing Moed Katan. We're in chapter 3 of Moed Katan, Mishnah 9, and Bezrat Hashem we're starting Chagiga as well. Barashei Chodoshim, on Rosh Chodeshes, B'Chanukah, B'Purim, or Chanukah, and Purim, Me'anut U'Metaphot. We could do the mourning practices over deceased of Inui, it's like a chanting, a wailing, U'Metaphot, and clapping or slapping the thigh out of grief. Now, these, we said, were somewhat restricted during Chol HaMoed. B'zei u'v'zei lo mekonanot. And on both of these times, meaning both during Chol HaMoed, the middle days of the festival, and Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, we do not do konanot. That's like keynote, and the Mishnah will actually define this term in a minute. The Mishnah continues, Nikbar HaMeit, once the deceased has been buried, Lo ma'anot, lo ma'tapchot. We do not do inui or clapping. Ezehu inui. So what is this inui, this chant that they would do on the way to the funeral? Shekulan onot ka'achat. That's when they all answer together. Everyone's chanting or singing the same thing together. Kina, what's a kina? She'achat midaberet. One woman is leading or speaking first. Kulan onot acharecha. And everyone's answering. Everyone else answers after her. Shenemar, V'lamed na binotenu nehi. And this is in Yirmiyahu. This is in the prophet Jeremiah, who is bringing a negative prophecy, God forbid. Tzachal Yisrael, he says, you'll have to teach your daughters nehi. And nehi is a form of lamentation. V'isha ruta kina. And a woman to her fellow will kina, meaning she will lead her in a responsive kina, a responsive lamentation. Now we see in the Mishnah that once the deceased has actually been buried in a proper cemetery with proper respect, this brings some consolation to the family, to the mourners, some degree of reduction. There's no me'anot, no matapchot anymore. So we hope, we pray that all of the captives, the Jewish captives, should be returned, and even the bodies of those who need to be buried properly with respect should be returned to their families, so the families can have some sort of consolation. And the Mishnah concludes, and Moed Katan concludes, Avala Atid Lavo, in the future, meaning in the Messianic age, Hu Omer, the scripture says, and this is citing Isaiah chapter 25, Bila Hamavet Lenetzach. It says that death will be erased forever. There will be no more death. Umaha Hashem Elukim Dima. And Hashem himself will wipe off the tears, me'al kol panim, from all faces. The Bar Nura points out that our sages did not want to end the Mishnah, this Moed Katan, on a sad note, talking about mourning. So we talk about the future. There will be no mourning. There will be no more death. So it's important during these times, there is a lot of negative news. It's also important to focus on the positive, the outpourings of tzedakah and support, and the outpourings of prayers and tehillim and Torah learning, which helps all of Klal Yisrael. Mazel Tov, I'm finishing Moed Katan. We're going to turn immediately to Chagiga, chapter 1, Mishnah Aleph, Hakol Chayivin Beria. Everybody must be seen. Now this Re'iya is from Lashon Roe, to see. Re'iya means be seen. We'll see that it actually refers to showing up in Jerusalem on a festival and bringing a korban, an offering, an olat Re'iya. So who's exempt? Chutz, except mecheresh shota v'katan. A cheresh is someone who's either deaf or mute. A katan is a child. He could come with his parents, but he's not obligated himself to come. V'tumtum is someone, is someone who's insane, mentally incompetent. Now, the Mishnah adds, v'tumtum v'androgynous. Now, a tumtum is someone who is born with a membrane covering their reproductive organs. We're not sure if it's a man or a woman. An androgynous is someone born with both types of reproductive organs. So we're not sure if he's halachically exactly a man or a woman. He'll have some of the stringencies of both. V'nashim, and women are not themselves obligated to show up. V'avodim shen mishachrayim, and an eved is servant who has not been freed. Once he's freed, he's a normal Jew, he's a full Jew. V'achiger is somebody with a disability that prevents them from walking. Behasuma, someone who's blind, a chole, someone who's temporarily sick, a zokin, someone who's very elderly, hard for him to travel, mishenu yachol alot, biroglov, someone who simply can't go up to the temple on his own two feet. Now, Now the Mishnah adds something interesting. Ezehu katan. What's a katan? Now we know a katan is someone under bar mitzvah, a girl under bas mitzvah, so that's what a minor is. Katan is a minor. But we say, what is a minor who's really exempt? Because we'll say on a rabbinical level, even a child who, you know, isn't bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah should go. So what's a minor who really can't go? Kol she'enu yachol lirkov al katevav shel aviv. Someone who's too small to ride on the shoulders of his father, to go from the city of Yerushalayim to the Temple Mount, Divrei Beit Shammai. That's according to Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai's opinion is, if the child is very small, maybe he can't walk on his own 2 feet to the temple, but if the father could carry him, you know, even a kid who's 3 or 4 years old could balance on the shoulders and should come. Now, he's not biblically obligated to come, but as a rabbinic mitzvah, a rabbinic commandment of chinuch, of education, the father should see to it so that the kids do come to the temple and get an appreciation for the festival and the Yom Tov and the holy service of the Kohanim in the temple. Beit Hillel, or maybe Beit Hillel says, what's this real katan who's really putter, even on a rabbinical level, from being brought by his parents? He's too young to hold on to the hand of his father, to go from the city of Yerushalayim to the Temple Mount. Because after all, it says about the holidays, Shalosh regalim, there are 3 regolim. Now, regal is festival, but also means feet, because you walk on your feet to the festival. So we see that for Beis Hillel, the father should train the children to go to Yerushalayim in the same way the adults do, which is walking on their own 2 feet, because after all, the pasuk refers to the festival with reference to legs. Yashar Kochachem, Mazal Tov on Moed Katan. Everyone should have Besorah Tovot, good news. Everyone should be well and be protected and be engaged in positive spiritual and practical activities for the benefit of Am Yisrael. Be well.